Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here. It's a Thursday edition of the program. What are you thinking on this debt ceiling limit? The rhetoric is off the charts. It has started and it will continue. I'll give you a little example of it. CNN today is, they're practically crying. If you say, maybe we should raise the debt ceiling only if we get concessions on spending, then they start warning of economic chaos, suggesting that jobs will be lost. Help me understand how jobs will be lost. What jobs are they talking about? Are they talking about from a temporary government shutdown? Are they talking about some sort of economic fallout within companies?
Well, I know there are certain aspects of the government that are funded no matter what.
Of course.
So, I mean, that there's no defaulting. This isn't going to, this isn't filing for bankruptcy. It's nothing like that. They've been raising the debt ceiling since 1962. You want a little perspective? It's been raised 74 times from 62 to 2011, 18 times under Reagan. 8 times under Clinton, 7 times under W, and 5 times under Obama.
You're making the argument for just going along to get along. And
yes, it says both sides of the aisle have done this for decades now. It's time to stop.
Okay, you're saying enough
we
already.
We can't keep raising the debt limit. Whose house, whose business runs like that? Find me one that's successful that continues to spend more than they make. Somehow print money and just, no problem, and then get them to bump the limit up on the credit card.
Here's what I don't understand. We're asking this question of our listeners today, 701-271-1100, toll free, 855-200-1776. Or you can text us at 701-237-1590. Email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Politically speaking now, Kev, Republicans lose on this, which is why they're so quick to cave. The fallout from saying, nope, we're not raising the debt ceiling. Let's lower spending. Let's fix this. You would think, you've described very well the analogy of the home budget in what you do. So let me ask you, why do you think Republicans lose on this politically?
I don't know. I which Republicans are going to, you know, overall? You know what I mean? I mean, guys like Bob Good and Jim Jordan, and there's a few of them that might really stand in the way of them doing this again. I'm just going to get back to budgets. Please, just figure out a way to not spend more than you make. It's not really that hard. I can't imagine.
What do you want them to do this time? And I want to dig into the CNN doom and gloom. That if the U.S. defaults on its debts, 3 million lost jobs, 401 declines, higher mortgage payments, $850 billion added to the national debt. By the way, that's happening right now thanks to Joe Biden. We have inflation, we have higher interest rates, which mean higher mortgage payments. He's adding to the national debt right now. CNN isn't reporting Joe Biden is causing your mortgage payments to be higher. They ought to, but they don't. They're reporting this morning, failure to raise the debt ceiling means the U.S. could default on debt. That would shake the financial markets.
Default to who, though? Default to which? Do we default to everybody? Because this is obviously, we own the majority of the debt, and our grandchildren and great grandchildren by now. So you're defaulting with us. Well, we would I tell you what, I'm just going to cut, as a taxpayer, I'm just going to cut my losses with you people. Okay? I'm going to cut my losses, go ahead and default, take the loss, figure out a way to live within your means. And I think that's what's being said, unless you're Green Jean-Pierre. Then
congressional Republicans are threatening to hold the nation's full faith and credit, a mandate of the Constitution, hostage to their demands to cut Social Security, to cut Medicare, and to cut Medicaid.
Well, again, Social Security doesn't get cut with this. That's funded. That gets.
But, like, she's going to be credible on any of this. Texter says they raised the debt ceiling three times for Trump. He added $7 trillion to the debt in 4 years. Well, we can play that game all day long.
No,
I don't
care.
All do.
They all have. Yeah. All of them. Yeah, you're right.
When do you stop?
That's it.
When do you stop?
Please. We don't have the money.
Henry and Fargo, give me your take on this. What should Republicans do?
Well, it's not just the Republic. It's the people. It's you with your close relationships to the North Dakota, you know, group of congressmen and senators. It's the same old. They could say, well, when Trump was in, the Democrats had control, or it was Paul Ryan. We could keep saying this every time, and we do it every time. They just approved a budget that's $2 trillion over what we take in. $2 trillion over what we take in. Maybe we do need to do something drastic or something, because this is how it works. It's just laundering, money laundering, America's money through the federal government, down to the states, down to the local government, for all these liberal, socialist, woke programs. But all they ever want to cut, and the Republicans are out the bat, is Social Security and the defense budget. Your turn.
Henry, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Fred and Wing. A little wisdom out of our favorite Wing, North
Dakota.
A little
Wing wisdom.
Yeah, there we go.
Freddie.
What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, guys, thank you for letting me be on. You know, they just passed a law in the North Dakota Senate about they're going to drop the tax on feminine hygiene products. And the taxes on that, sales tax on feminine hygiene, they're going to have a bill for that. It was over almost $2 million in the state. There's a lot of income coming in into our federal government already. We have a good budget that we could balance with, don't we? I would like to hear whenever they start talking about the debt not being risen, let's find out how much taxes they got coming in, guys. You know, Davos has an answer. The people in Davos, the Antichrist meeting in Dallas over there, they have an answer to this. It's called the Great Reset, where you don't have cash anymore. You can't go and buy a feminine hygiene product, even if you don't have to pay sales tax, with a dollar anymore. You have to have a cryptocurrency, which will be a worldwide cryptocurrency. And because everybody is in debt, you know, this is our great, this is how we're going to solve it. And it's going to be a worldwide currency. And every transaction you make with that digital currency will be recorded, and they'll know what you spent, and they'll know what you got. And forever in your life. And then, and that's what the Bible says. There's going to be a time when there's going to be a, there's going to be, you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark and without that currency. So it's all being set up. So, yeah, it's all tied together. And it just amazes me the amount of money that's already being spent.
It is mind-boggling. There's no doubt about it. Appreciate the call, Fred. Great to hear from you. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. Texter wants to know, how can you make fun of Al Gore? Remember, he invented the Internet. It's time for Al Gore to be done. Done. Put a fork in him. Enough already. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Something fishy going on. You said you were going on a fishing trip with some old friend. You said that you'd be home tonight somewhere around 10.
We got Dolly Parton going here.
77 today. Most parts of her are under 40, though. I'm just saying. Love Dolly. I love her.
She doesn't look a day over 40, that's for sure. Tanya in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tanya.
Hi. I'd just like to speak to the mentality that's happened in two generations. my grandfather was a farmer, and it was a status symbol for them not to have debt. In my generation, I haven't used any credit for 15 years, and I couldn't, I had to put a deposit down to get electricity because I have no credit. I wanted a just a simple revolving credit on my bank account. My banker had to vouch for me, and I had to get a credit card that for like $200 limit and then just use it. Have to use it to get credit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey talks about that a lot in his financial piece. So, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
It makes no sense, but I've heard that same story from others.
How did it happen so quickly?
Well, more and more people needing more and more things without the money. I mean, and all of a sudden that becomes a standard. Let's set the bar there. And if you're going, if we're going to give you credit, you got to prove you can. You're going to pay it back. You know.
Yeah, and that's the banking industry.
There's no more checks anymore. Think about, you know, all group writing checks. Can't write a check anymore.
Well, they can't sign them anymore.
So. Nonetheless, what you've done, Tanya, is admirable.
Yes, it's to be celebrated.
It is, and. Hopefully the younger.
I must say I'm a Dave Ramsey girl, so I took his course.
Oh yeah, we did too.
And followed it to the letter. It sounds like.
Yes, yes, and it took a while, but I got there. Yes. But it's, you know, and now I don't know how it is that you're proud of having all this debt and this big huge house and, you know, a million, you know what, $100,000 sitting in your driveway and. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
$800 lease payments so you can drive around in a Land Rover, whatever. It's like, what? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. We're the only debt we have left is our house, and we're trying. You know, we keep two credit cards, but we don't keep any balance on them. We exploit them as much as we can for the miles we get, but that's it. And yeah, I feel you, kid.
Tanya, thanks for sharing the story. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Ron in Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Ron. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. You asked the question why the Republicans always lose on the narrative of the debt ceiling, because they don't explain it. I mean, right now, if the government shut down, only 17% of the government's going to shut down. Nothing essential. And why can't we stop? Like that $1.7 trillion we just passed a couple months ago. Why can't we stop the funding on that and cut that funding down? That's all we're doing is they want to raise that ceiling to fund all that garbage that they put through already.
Great questions, and you nailed it. Where's the adult in the room to say, wait a minute here. Look at what we're doing here. Look at what we're giving to our kids and grandkids and their kids. This isn't right. We're trying to stop it dead in its tracks, and here's how we do it.
Well, if they would just come out and say, we're trying to cut the spending that we've already passed, and everybody knows that Social Security, Medicare, and everything, that's not going to be touched, but the Democrats threaten that every time.
Somebody just needs to fight. We need a fighter and explain it as they go, to your point, Ron.
All right, have a great day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Love our listeners. They get it. 855-200-1776. It's exactly what I was thinking when I asked that question. Why do Republicans always lose? Because there's no leader to explain it. To say we're doing this so we can reduce the debt and improve the economic situation. This isn't hard. 701-271-1100 or text us 701-237-1590. Texter says, why didn't the Treasury Secretary speak up when they were negotiating the omnibus bill instead of a week before default? You're exactly right. Because they wanted the money, 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 money. They didn't want an argument against the bill.
Bring it on.
That's why. You're exactly right.
They love spending. Spend, man. Let's have a party.
Sounds like you're doing your best John Kennedy impression.
Did you hear him on this? Here's what he had to say.
No. Look, when it comes to the debt ceiling, everybody wants the truth, but nobody wants to be honest. Here's the truth as I see it. If you're going to have a party, you have to pay the band. If you're going to borrow money, you have to pay it back. That's true as a moral principle and a principle of practicality. And you don't have to be a senior at Caltech to figure that out. Now, here's the truth part. Congress had a spending party. More specifically, the House Democrats, not the House Republicans, the Senate Democrats and a whole lot of Senate Republicans had a spending party. I didn't vote to do it. I would have been happy with a couple of beers after work, but they wanted to have a spending party, and it wasn't just Democrats in the Senate. Those bills passed with a lot of Republican support. The omnibus, the so-called infrastructure bill, the CHIPS big tech bailout bill, even the gun control bill, which passed with Republican support, cost $15 billion. And that's the unvarnished truth.
You know what's one thing that he says there that I would argue is that it's, first of all, it wasn't just that. It wasn't just $1.7 trillion. We're at $31 trillion. This has been happening for decades on both sides of the aisle. Go along to get along, spend money we don't have a budget, raise the ceiling when we can't figure out a budget. So that's the only thing I would call out on what he's saying there. And it isn't just this last round of ridiculous spending. It's been going on for years.
We need more voices like that to explain this because
yes.
the reporting, you know, even Fox News and others as well are reporting this, the countdown.
Remember the movie Dave? When Kevin Klein was the lookalike president and he assumed the role of president. Then he brought his accounting buddy in, Charles Grodin.
Yes,
Grodin was in. He had him look at the budget. And the accountant friend, Charles Grodin, is looking through and he's like, who? He's going line by line. He's like, Who keeps their books like this? Who does? You don't have the money for any of this. And it's like, how hard is that? To seriously sit down and just figure out what we have, what we make, and what we can afford. I like the text that says, shut it down. We'll figure it out.
So there's two schools of thought here. One, the debt ceiling has been increased about 80 times since the decade of the 60s at least. About 80 times. So you could say, well, what's one more time? Or you could say, draw a line in the sand and say,
fix it.
No.
Right.
We're not doing this anymore, and we're going to reduce spending to get ourselves under that cap. Which of those do you prefer? Welcome your input on what's on your mind.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stube was transported to the hospital Wednesday afternoon after he fell off a roof in Sarasota, Florida. The report indicated Congressman Stube was involved in an accident on his property late Wednesday afternoon and sustained several injuries. Officials in New Mexico are set to deliver a decision on Thursday about whether or not they will pursue criminal charges against Alec Baldwin and others in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set Western movie Rust. Millions of Americans are bracing for severe winter weather. A winter storm bringing dangerous conditions to the Central Plains will head into the Great Lakes region today, bringing heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Snowfall from Nebraska to Michigan, along with high wind gusts, will make travel dangerous with near zero visibility at times. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I can see you're disappointed by the way you look at me.
Patsy Cline vibe to it than Dolly Parton.
Oh, no. That's Dolly all the way.
I've made my mistake.
Older Dolly, though, right?
No, this is early.
Early, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Back in the Porter Wagoner days.
She's pretty amazing.
Still rocking. She rocked it out at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction deal. It's pretty amazing. It's on YouTube.
She is a legendary talent, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. And she, this song, she comes out with a guitar. She can play. She was a good guitar player with those long nails, and she plays a couple of power chords on this guitar. It's like, yeah, girl, you go. 77 today.
Pretty amazing. That's for sure. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Thursday today, how does meatloaf sound? Meatloaf at the 45th location in Fargo, also the NP Avenue PetroServe USA, which is downtown Fargo. Sweetie's Meatballs in Glendon, Harwood PetroServe USA, Sweetie's Meatballs as well today. Breakfast hot dish or mac and beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Parmesan chicken today, 12th Avenue and I-29. And orange chicken in Yulin. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you and enjoy. Simple as that.
Emailer Greg says, I say let them default. Enough is enough.
We need a leader to take this one on, that's for sure.
Emailer Keith says, Dave Ramsey for Secretary of Treasury. There you go.
Yeah, no kidding. Texter says, did you notice cryptocurrency went up 20% immediately after the FAA so-called software bungle? This happened in two other countries at the same time. I wonder who got paid off with crypto this time.
Yeah, I didn't really. Canada and the Philippines both didn't see a lot about that here.
It's all unnecessary spending, says another, unless you or your company benefits from the spending. Another listener, I want a new pickup, but I can't go down to the dealer and tell him to put it on my tab. Doesn't work that way. One more text in from a listener. Here's my thought on the debt ceiling and printing and giving out more money. I believe that since this boat is sinking, if you're going to hand out cash, give it to those of us who've been rowing the whole time to keep it afloat versus those who are jumping on the boat to watch us continue to row and bail water. Politicians should not be in charge of anything ever, let alone spending. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment is here. John, how are you?
Doing great.
What do you think should happen, John, with this debt ceiling debate. It's not new. We've done it many, many times, and one could argue, just keep doing what we've been doing, or use this as an opportunity to say, enough already on spending. Let's cut it so we're below the debt ceiling limit, despite all the warning of Armageddon from the Democrats. What should we do?
Scott, you're absolutely right. We've been around this barn how many times before, right? And it always ends the same way with, more debt, more spending, no common sense, no restraint. One thing I've always wondered, Scott, tell me what you think about this. You know, the Democrats always say, oh, we have to raise the debt ceiling or else we're going to default on the debt. And you can't do that, right? You can't default on the public debt. I don't think that's right. I think that the federal government is obligated to make those debt payments. And there's going to be plenty of revenue to pay interest on the national debt. You know, that's the last thing that gets cut, right? I mean, by law, they have to make those payments, and they will. There's no shortage of revenue coming in. And so I believe, the way I look at it, if the debt ceiling didn't get raised, the effect would be the same as if all of a sudden we had a balanced budget amendment passed, right? The federal government would continue functioning. They would continue bringing in money. They would continue spending an enormous amount of money. They just would not be able to engage in any new deficit spending. So it's like we had a balanced budget amendment. And the idea that there would be a default on the national debt, I think that's just wrong.
I don't know how all this happens. I mean, the White House is saying that if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, there'll be an economic chaos. And to me, it's irresponsible to even sow those seeds. You're the ones that own the any kind of economic harm, economic chaos.
And well, that's what they think. I mean, okay, let's see if that happens. We'll deal with that then. But we can't keep spending money we don't have.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where in the chaos resides, Scott. To be honest. Like I say, all of this about default, I think is just wrong. There would not be any default. The government's obligated to make interest payments on the debt, and it will. What's going to happen if the debt ceiling doesn't get raised? I think what happens is that the federal government has to cut down on its discretionary spending because it can't borrow any more money. I would that be a bad thing? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think it needs an adult in the room to say, easy, easy. You know, all this would do is have the effect of a balanced budget amendment. We've debated that for a long time, and really what we're doing is what every American has to do at their kitchen table, make things balanced, you know. We lose politically.
And I would add this, you know, the runaway freight train of federal government spending and borrowing, we have been completely unable to stop. You know, when we had the Gingrich Revolution in 1994, for a while, he collaborated with Bill Clinton, and they, to some extent, did get spending under control, at least enough that they had some balanced budgets. But, you know, if you look at the post-World War II history, basically it's just up, up, and up for federal spending and federal borrowing. Nothing has worked. Nothing has worked to slow down that train. I don't know. Maybe this is what we've come down to. Maybe this will work.
Yeah, well, they always argue about, well, you know, what do you cut? Where do you cut it? If you can't make that decision, you put it all in a bowl and start drawing entities out of there randomly and say, well, you don't get your money and you don't get it. I mean, you can't figure it out, start throwing darts at it. You know?
1% across the board.
Period.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Scott, I agree with you. I think that the best concept is across the board tax cut. If I were the governor of a state, you know, I would call in all of the heads of departments and agencies and say, your budget for next year is 5% less than it was this year. You figure it out. You give me a budget with 5% fewer dollars. And you figure out what's most expendable, what's most wasteful. And you know, the idea that we don't have a whole bunch of waste in our government spending where if we cut 5 or 10%, life would go on, it would be okay. In fact, it would be better. I don't think anybody believes that. Government spending is full of waste.
A couple of things that are out there floating around in the way of warnings, if, in fact, the debt limit is not raised, is that it will cost 3 million jobs, there'll be 401 declines, higher mortgage payments, and $850 billion added to the national debt. Can you figure out how that would be the case? That's according to Third Way.
Well, that last point of all these billions added to the national debt, I really don't understand how that one is going to happen. I don't know. I don't know why any of those things would happen. I mean, the federal government has to stop borrowing money. You know, I don't know why that would cause some kind of massive economic dislocation.
Do you think Republicans have the guts to do it?
No, I don't.
They haven't before.
You know, I think if I'd have to go back and review this history, Scott. I'm going from memory here. I think that there have been a couple of times in the last, say, 20 years when Republicans have bargained to get something in terms of some spending constraint or some other consideration in exchange for going along with increasing the national debt. You know, how much they've gotten, we'd have to go back and review that history and see whether it really, you know, made much difference in the long run. And I think that's probably what's going to happen now is that they'll bargain and they'll try to get something in exchange for reluctantly going along with the debt increase.
And politically, Republicans have not fared well in this. You know, they'll tell you, you know, having taken this fight on before, whether it was the Gingrich era or after, that they didn't fare well politically. Is that something to be worried about, or is that a case of you just need a better leader to explain this?
Well, Scott, you know, the Republicans never fare well politically. If you read the New York Times and the Washington Post, I mean, it's like government shutdown. You know, it doesn't matter whether a government shutdown, you know, we have a Democratic president and he vetoes budgets because they're not big enough, or we have a Republican president and he vetoes a budget because it's too big, right? Both of those things have happened. And either way, the press blames the Republicans. You know, anytime there's a government shutdown, who's to blame? The Republicans, 100% of the time. And if you believe the press, all of these kinds of situations are damaging politically to Republicans. I think if all the parade of horribles they're talking about actually happened, I think it would be damaging. But I don't think they would happen.
Yeah, no, good point. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is, where's he going today? I don't know where he's flying off somewhere. And he could be negotiating with House Republicans and actually coming up with a deal. But if he's refusing to negotiate with, you know, the House Republicans, maybe this is the Biden shutdown. I mean, that's what I'd start saying. Look, we want to talk about how to be more fiscally responsible here. If you don't want to meet us one-on-one, you own this. It's on you.
Well, I mean, Republicans can say that, but of course, that's not how the press will report it. But, you know, I think people, why do people vote for Republicans? People vote for Republicans because they want less government, not more government. I mean, that's the most fundamental difference between the two political parties. And I think that the people who voted these House Republicans into office would like to see them take a stand on behalf of less spending, less debt, less government.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Let's encourage them to do this. Let your voice be heard. And
is it going to matter, though? I mean,
there will not be any negotiations over the debt ceiling. We will not do that. It is their constitutional duty.
Uh-huh. It's their constitutional duty.
Well, that's the...
to borrow more money.
Yeah. Duty being the... and that's spelled D-U-T-Y being the key word there.
KJP owns this, and we'll call it the KJP shutdown. There will be no negotiations, okay? If you don't negotiate, you get what you pay for.
I thought we were here to have a conversation and a healthy debate and a, you know, rigorous
bipartisan conversation.
Yeah, come on, where's that?
John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, thank you.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That I must tell to you. Are you sure?
What's on your mind? Brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons. The Little Plumber. It just gets it done. Over 100 years old. Started in 1908. That's right. Bismarck, and then just expanded over and over and over again. Now North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. HATandSons.com for more details. The indoor air quality experts, by the way. HATandSons.com. Let's get Gene in the area in here. Gene, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about the debt ceiling on the federal level and so on. North Dakota's financing. North Dakota is the richest state in the union per capita. I've never had any blowback on that. A friend of mine spent yesterday reading bills for North Dakota in the legislature. Spending, spending, spending. We hear talk about tax reform, property tax reform. We've heard that so long. North Dakota needs to give the people a complete financial report. Where are where is our money? How much do we have invested out east in retirement funds or whatever? You know, if the country goes down, they're gone. That money is gone. NCOR and 2008 proved that. North Dakota a lot of cartoons that a friend of mine have seen lately is the new Republican mascot is a rhinoceros.
Ah, Gene, thanks for the call. You're raising some good points about transparency. The one thing, North Dakota is different from the federal government. They're constitutionally mandated to balance a budget. So we have that going for us. Appreciate the call. I got to get to our friend Jim, the flagpole guy. And he has a special guest today, the COO of U.S. Flagpole Guy of the Black Hills. What you got going today, Jim?
Hey, Scott. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. You know, the more I do this, the more I know it's really not about me. It's been transpiring into a beautiful United States participation. And I would like to introduce Eric. You know, I've always thanked everybody for doing the next right thing for the next right reason. And here's an example of that. Eric Butler is a friend of mine who I met in a camper in the oil field. And, we camped next to each other. So, everybody, please meet Eric.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Jim. And most importantly, good morning, all my fellow patriots. As Jim noted, we met actually 11 years ago in February in Williston Oil Patch. I was around when Jim started the ND Flagpole Guy 6.5 years ago. And a year and 2 weeks ago, he called a number of people together to paint the picture of his vision to go national. And thus, U.S. Flagpole Guy was born. And as Jim mentioned, I have some duties with the corporate level, but along with that, he said, well, hey, you live in the Black Hills of South Dakota, and that's another whole state, so that'll be our first state going national, and he tasked me with developing that area, and I've had the opportunity to do that. I'm semi-retired at age 73. But I jumped on it as a life-changing experience and life-changing opportunity. I'm a Christian constitutional-based patriot, and I love sharing that story with all of the people that I can. If you're in that area or have friends or relatives in South Dakota, I certainly would be glad to help you. You can reach me through usflagpoleguy.com, just attention, Eric. Or call direct at 605-517-1703. God bless America.
One more time on that number, Eric.
605-517-1703.
Well, good to meet you, that's for sure. And I know exactly what you mean. And that ability to connect with people and help them show their patriotism, there's nothing like it.
And he's knocking it out of the park, just the American dream, Scott. He's almost like 100% for every estimate he's written. He sold a flagpole, and he's bringing, when you're on through Custer area there, you're going to see, you see all these new flagpoles. And it's just a growth, and it's inside everybody's heart. And we are Americans. I am an American. We are Americans. We make things work. We do the next right thing for the next right reason. And it's just a beautiful American story, Scott. Thank you so much.
And online at usflagpoleguy.com. That's the other way to reach you guys, right?
Yes, usflagpoleguy.com.
usflagpoleguy.com. And you can also call Jim at 701-571-FLAG. All right, good chatting with you guys. Eric, nice to meet you. You take care.
All right, Scott. Have a great day. God bless.
We're going to talk with District 18 State House Member, North Dakota Steve Vetter, in just a minute about a bill related to regulating edible medical marijuana products. Do we need these? Is this something we want regulated? Plus, Williams and Rees, Bruce Williams will join the show. And much more on What's on Your Mind coming up. Stay tuned.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.